In our previous year, we began a discussion about the behavior of the Nekiyei Hadas Shibushalayim. And that year, we primarily focused on the Din Torah element of that statement. As we discussed, when, how could a Dayan participate with other Dayanim, when not. And this year, Be'ezra Hashem Yisbaruch, we will focus on the other part of the statement in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch, Orech Chaim, Simen Kuf Ayin Sif Chof, teaches us, Nekei Hadas Yerushalayim, Lo'im Subim B'Suda, they will not participate in a meal, Elam Ken Yoidim Mi Meisiv Imam, unless they knew who else was participating. It's embarrassing for Talmud Chacham, Leishiv Eitzel Am Oretz B'Suda, to sit with Am Oretz by Suda, and the Mishnah Berura says that this even means a Sudas Mitzvah. That a Sudas Mitzvah, you shouldn't sit with somebody who isn't a Talmud Chacham. Interesting to point out that the Bi'ur Halacha here, Divrei HaMaskil, Lahim Subin, goes into a discussion. So how do we find that there are situations where we see Talmidei Chachamim do sit with individuals who are not on their Madrega? So he says, two heterim. One heter, he says, that if the Suda, let's say it's a dinner for a yeshiva, for a tzedakah organization, and by this Talmud Chacham participating in that Suda, it will bring honor to the, and success to this function, then the halacha is that the Talmud Chacham is allowed to participate, even though the other people who are he's participating with aren't the people that he should normally associate with. That's one heter the Mishnah Berurah suggests. The other heter the Mishnah Berurah says is that the Gemara here doesn't mean to say that you can only participate in a Suda if all of the people who are there are people that you want to participate. If, as long as you have people that you could socialize and talk with who are Talmidei Chachamim and aren't people that you want, that you should stay away from, that's a good enough reason. And in fact, I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed quotes a very interesting story. He says, we know that the halacha is that one should not invite people to a bris milah. Because if people are invited to a bris milah, they have to participate. If they're not participating, they're sort of being mevaza, the sudas bris milah. So he quotes a story that happened with the Chazon Ish, that there was somebody who learned in a kollel who had, Baruch Hashem, a baby boy, and he put up an invitation, and the minig is that when one puts up an invitation for a bris, the way he should put up the invitation is that he should say that Hineni Maidia, I'm notifying you that there's a bris milah, but he shouldn't actually invite them. This person who made the bris made a mistake, and he wrote Hineni Mazman, I'm inviting people to the bris milah. And now this individual came to ask the Chazon Ish, is a note hanging on the bulletin board saying Hineni Mazman considered like an official invitation, because he says, I could not make it to the bris. So the Chazanist said that I'm not exactly sure how to treat a written notification that does say the word invitation. Is that considered like an invitation that then you should really have to go? Or is it not considered like an invitation and you don't have to go? He said, but I have a different reason to help you not have to go. He says, as much as there's a point that you have to participate in a bris milah if you're invited, but there's also a halacha that we learn here in our Gemara that we just learned is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to be careful who you associate with. So perhaps at this bris milah, there are going to be people who you shouldn't be associating with. And if there are going to be people who you shouldn't be associating with at this bris milah, now you have a heter not to go. It's a little hard to understand. The Chashuk Echemen himself says, I don't know if this story could serve as a source for halacha, but he says, moreover, what I was sort of not understanding is, yes, there may be people there who are not, who you wouldn't want to be sitting with. But as long as we learned, the Bi'er Halacha says, as long as there's somebody there who is somebody you can associate with, sit with him and talk to him and learning. And in fact, there's a very famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, in Masechet Chagiga, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, teaches us by the Bris Milah of Elisha ben Avuya, all the Gedolei Yerushalayim participated in that Bris Milah. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua were sitting separately. Everybody else were sitting and eating and drinking and dancing and singing. And Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua said, Amru, Inu b'didhu v'anam b'didon. They'll do their thing and we'll do our thing. Everybody else will eat, drink, etc. And we're going to sit and learn Torah. So we see that as long as you have somebody who can keep you company, as long as you sit with people who can keep you company and with the right company, the fact that there are other people there shouldn't make a difference. There's a very interesting pshat in this Gemara from the Divrei Chaim. Because if you read the Gemara simply, the Gemara is saying that if there's somebody at the meal that you're sitting at that isn't on the right madrega, don't go. He says the Gemara is pshat differently. Neki adas shevishlayim lo yenach nasim besude ken yedim mi mesivim nem. What does that mean? We know that if a person is sitting in the mechitza together with a tzaddik, even if he's not such a great person, of course his behavior will be very different. Says the Gemara, says the Divrei Chaim, the Nekiyah Hadas did not sit down by a meal unless they knew that the people who they were sitting together with knew who they were. Because once the people who they were sitting with knew who they were, who these tzaddikim were, they would behave as they are supposed to behave. Only in a situation where there's a concern that the people who are at the meal don't know who these tzaddikim are, need we be concerned. The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amar Aleph, teaches us that if somebody attends a wedding of a Talmud Chacham or a Bas Koyin L'Koyin,
Nitzel Bedinoi Shagahenim. And that's the halacha, that if you participate in such a suda, it's a tremendous chus. However, I saw a tshuva from Rav Moshe Sternberg, and Shaul's a tshuvas on Haggis, Chela Gimel, Simon Tov Aleph. He says that where did the minute come that a chosin says a dvar Torah by a chasana? Because how can we be sure that the chasana is truly a Talmud Chacham? And if the chasana is not a Talmud Chacham, then we shouldn't participate in that meal. As our Gemara is saying, you have to be careful who you participate with. So we asked the chasana to say a dvar Torah. So I think there's two pshatim. Number one, that's right that you're at the wedding of a Talmud Chacham. Furthermore, the fact that the Dvar Torah is being said makes it into a suda of Divrei Torah. And as we quoted at the Bi'ar Locha, at the beginning of a shir, as soon as the Divrei Torah said at that suda, as soon as Divrei Torah has spoken, then it's a meal that everybody participates. Moreover, he says, and he says this to the situation of a bris, a chasana, that even though the Ramah, as we quoted earlier in Yerideya, Simon Reish Samachay Sif Yud Beis, says that if you're invited to a bris milah, you have to go. He says that the halacha is not applicable if it means bittul Torah. If by going you're going to lose time from learning, then you shouldn't go. And he says a very interesting raya. He says that why does the Ramah say this halacha that if you're invited to Sudas Bris Milah, you must go? Why doesn't he say it by a wedding? That if you're invited to a wedding, you must participate. He says a wedding, everybody has a very interesting, everybody has a simple excuse because a wedding takes a long time. And even people who aren't learning all the time have shiurim, sedarim, so they have a fair excuse why not to participate. How he says, however, a bris milah doesn't take so long. And since a bris milah doesn't take so long, so you don't have the excuse that it's bittul Torah. Because who's learning every moment that he doesn't have those few moments to attend the bris? So that's why specifically by a bris does the Ramah say this halacha and not by a wedding. Because the only time that you have to follow this halacha, he says, is if it doesn't involve bittul Torah. If it involves bittul Torah, of course, you should not be mevatel Torah to attend any function.